this country, you've got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
This is Money Talks.
We're back. It's Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako with Matt Hames and Troy Harmon. All right, so we got a couple questions here that we really want to get to. So the first question is from Corinne from Swanee, or Corin.
Corwin.
I have a small business LLC with my wife. I also work full-time for a company, and I'm enrolled in a 401k plan. Am I eligible to make contributions to an individual 401k from earnings from my part-time LLC? It depends. And here's why. So, first of all, the overriding rule for 2014 for the total contribution limit to a 401k plan is $52,000. That makes up your contribution and profit sharing. Okay? So your portion of the contribution, and let me correct that.
This is for
that.
An individual 401k plan.
Either one.
Total.
Okay. So with the catch-up, it's 57.5.
Sure. You're okay. Over 50.
That's right. So you can only put in your maximum deferral employee contribution, 17.5. Now, you can do that over three 401k plans. You can do that over one 401k plan. And so what I would suggest is you max out the 401k plan at your company to the point that they
have a match.
Exactly.
Yep.
And then you put one into the regular 401k plan, your individual 401k plan.
To make up the difference.
Absolutely. But don't make the mistake of thinking you get 17.5 times 2 or you're going to get a nasty gram from the IRS.
You're going to owe tax still, right?
And penalty.
Yeah.
Interest.
Yikes.
Yep. So we don't want to do that.
So, but to the extent your LLC has profits from which you can put additional monies into out of a profit sharing contribution.
Absolutely. But you don't actually have to have profits to make a profit sharing contribution.
Better said.
There you go.
Up to 52.
Correct.
In aggregate. Okay.
Yes. But it is a percentage of how much you earn. So keep in mind, you know, if you only make 50 grand, they're not going to let you put in 52. It's going to be,
sure.
Yeah, I think it works out to be, let's call it 25%. It's a little less than that, but I won't bore you with why.
Sure.
Which one do you want to take first there, Troy?
We can go with Arlo from Norcross. It says, gentlemen, I'd like to get your opinion on Interplus Company or Corporation and Micron Technology, Inc. Thank you for your time. Interplus. To start off, is a oil and gas exploration company. They're based out of Western Canada, and they're actually getting a lot of their business in that Williston Range, North Dakota, the new oil. They're a smaller company. The average of their competitors is about $20.5 billion in market cap. These guys are just under five, so about one-fourth of size. And they're actually expected to grow earnings at an amazing clip, 58.75%. Every time I see a number that big, I got to tell you that I hardly can ever believe it. Their forward PE based on that is 2039. The company looks, you know, relatively attractive. One thing that's strange about this company is they pay a dividend. It's about 4.21%, but it's been declining, which is strange for an American company. You hardly ever see that. The one-year growth on that dividend is 5.94%. So I don't know what they're doing with it. I guess financial theory would tell you they have a better investment than to hand it back to you. But usually companies like that get beaten up. All things considered, I believe it's just got a whole lot of risk. It's probably too speculative for
right.
what we would invest in.
Right.
While you still could make wild money, it doesn't meet our criteria, and I would probably avoid it, and I know we would avoid it for our clients. Micron Technology manufactures, they make memory chips for computers, and it's got a pretty attractive valuation, about 7%. It's been kicked around lately. Don't have a dividend, got an ROE of 41.7. The bigger problem that they have is also a financing issue. They, for some strange reason, over the last 4 years, they've pushed off a bunch of debt that has a convertible feature in it. And what it's doing is it keeps diluting shares. So,
right.
So the equity holders are getting diluted all the time.
Because the bondholders are converting to equity holders.
Equity, right. So the equity side keeps growing. You got more and more people that didn't really pay into the system. So you just keep getting less and less of a percentage of the earnings as things go along.
Does that sound like a country?
I've never heard of anything.
Okay. I just wanted to I didn't mean to digress. Yeah. So would you buy the stock or not?
It doesn't meet our criteria. It looks pretty interesting, but it's still one of those that I would not buy. It doesn't meet our criteria for investment either. So
so would you sell it?
I tell you, if I held Micron, I'd probably continue to hold it, but I wouldn't buy it right now.
All right, Troy. So what about some stock questions?
All right. We got a question from Willis from Decatur. It says, what do you think about Morningstar? I've noticed all the big names in financial information companies are publicly traded. Thomson Reuters, FactSet Research, InvestNet. Do any of these make good investments? Actually, they all are publicly traded, and all of them do seem to have a pretty good grip on their investments. No debt except for Thomson Reuters. Thomson Reuters, while it does provide a lot of information, in fact, we purchase institutional information from all of these companies except FactSet. So it's stuff that we do use, but they're all expected to grow earnings around 15%, except InvestNet, who's looking at about 26%. They're a smaller company. And I know I've talked in circles here, but reality is if you look at the whole group, Morningstar is probably the best. It's got the highest expected growth, earnings growth, except for InvestNet. It's a bigger company, about a $3 million market cap, or $3 billion, I'm sorry, and a P/E of about 26. You look at overall PEG, all of them are around 2 or 3. Morningstar is about 1.7.
So what's a PEG ratio?
PEG ratio is the price divided by earnings, so the P/E ratio, relative to the growth. So usually they use the forward P/E, which means this year's price divided by next year's earnings is a forward P/E, and then you take that number and you divide it by expected growth.
Why is that important to me?
Well, you're paying for that growth in earnings. As you were just making the point, you know, you pay for a stream of cash flows, a stream of earnings. When a company like Twitter has negative earnings, it's really hard to determine how much the thing's worth. So, you know, you don't want to overpay. Generally, if you've got a PEG around one.
I was going to say, one's a trigger, right?
Rule
of thumb.
Right. It's getting harder and harder these days to find a company that's got a PEG of one. But basically a PEG of one would be a forward PE about 15. With a 15% expected growth rate. So that's kind of what we're talking about in that regard. Of all these companies, Morningstar would be the one that I would purchase. Probably the second best, as I'm looking at them, is FactSet. None of those companies, like I say, have any debt except for Thomson Reuters, newspaper company, basically.
All right.
Thomson Reuters.
Now, what do you think? Jeanette from Atlanta said Yelp is expected to beat revenue estimates. Is this worthy of an investment?
Well, Yelp's got another one of those.
Tell me what Yelp is, by the way.
You don't use Yelp. So Yelp is a crowdsourced cloud-based app for your phone or it's online.
Right.
It's a web service that basically crowdsources reviews on any type of retail offering that's out there. It first broke onto the scene regarding restaurants. It's food. I use Yelp a good bit. So if I'm out of town, if I'm in some city that I don't know anything about the restaurants, I'll open Yelp on my phone, and it's just crowdsource reviews.
How accurate do you find it to be?
Pretty accurate.
Okay.
Yeah. They don't make any money, though.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
they've got negative earnings. It's expected to grow by 45%. Let's hope it doesn't grow in the same manner that we saw Twitter's, where negative growth is probably ugly.
This is not a dissimilar conversation from Twitter.
Absolutely not. It's still one of those that's struggling to find its way. And that being the case, of course, I would say I would
hold
wait.
Off.
I would not purchase it right now.
So would
but
you,
good
would
resource.
You hold it? Would you hold?
I wouldn't hold it. I wouldn't buy it. Okay. Personally, I would call it.
I'm not the research guy, but yeah, I mean, I think there'd be better places to.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to buy technology, there's plenty out there.
That actually make money?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Intel, Microsoft.
Yeah,
yes.
IBM, right. Oracle, Qualcomm. Right. I love Qualcomm, by the way. So, you know, just the idea.
This is cutting-edge stuff, man. This is Netscape.
Yeah.
No, it ain't.
I'm just saying. Remember Netscape?
Yeah.
Largest IPO in the history, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they've
got
somewhere around 36 million cumulative reviews on Yelp.
Yeah. Gotcha.
So there's a good bit of data out there.
There's a boneyard full of tech stocks, by the way.
Yeah.
Sure enough.
Totally agree. Next week, up or down market?
I say we're going to rebound from this negative that
we've
had in the week.
We're only down 2%. We've got to go down. It's time for a 10%er.
Oh, it's past time for a 10%er if you just look at the statistics. It's been since 2011.
So, Matt, what do you think?
I agree with Troy. I think next week, you know, you're going to see some buying coming back in after a sell-off this week.
Oh, man. I'm going with down. I am going with down.
Market's there's our negative,
down.
Nelly.
There down.
Go.
There he is.
All right, no. It's going to be flat.
Okay.
Flat. We'll see you next week.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.